The Doug Wright Show, where Utah news breaks on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
And holy cow, is Utah news breaking right now. You know, I love it when Utah gets exposure on the national press when it's good. This, however, was unique, bizarre. You know, I was mentioning to Brian Martin and Amanda just a moment ago that I'm running out of words. I'm running out of the vocabulary. I need to look up a thesaurus and really come up with other terms. I'm running out of ways to describe this bizarre election cycle. This happened when James Evans, who is the chair of the Republican Party, and Peter Caroon, who is the chair of the Democratic Party in the state of Utah, they were on CNN with Carol Costello. This was the very end, and there's more that is unique in here, but this is the only sound that we've been able to secure so far. This was right at the end of the interview.
We're the party family values, but I want to make this one last point if I could, and I'm looking forward to the interview that you're going to have with Bill Clinton's illegitimate son and ask Hillary Clinton if she's willing to accept
him. Oh, come on. Oh, please. No, that's just rubbish. He does not have an illegitimate son. You have no proof of that.
How do you know this?
You're just talking about people being salacious.
Have him on the air.
You dropped that one
because
on
I'm making
television?
The point.
Oh, come
because
on.
I'm making the point. You're ready to defend Hillary Clinton against that. That's his allegation,
go.
But yet you're
Amanda
accepting
here.
The allegations
James Evans,
of these
Peter
women.
Caroon, thank you so much for joining me. I'll be right back.
Wow. Wow. Also, a term from James Evans was used in that interview. As I understand it, we're still searching for the entire interview, but talking about character lynching of Donald Trump. Well, we will be talking with James Evans coming up in about 10 minutes here at KSL. Peter Caroon, the chair of the Democratic Party, is joining us here on KSL. Peter, I was watching you in the split screen, and you were just sitting there kind of dazed and confused like the rest of us. I just kind of went, holy cow, what did I just hear?
Well, you sounded like another episode of As the Trump Turns soap opera. I think James has been trolling the internet too much, listening to these salacious, made-up stories. But at the end of the day, you know, I think Utah values are not in Trump's camp. And as Utahns, we're going to look at it at a different direction. And hopefully, from my perspective, it's Hillary Clinton, who spent a lot of time trying to do things to support families and children. But at the end of the day, I do not think Donald Trump represents Utah values, and Utahns are going to vote a different way.
Well, the thing that was so jarring was the way he led into it.
We're the party family values, but I want to make this one last point, if I could.
And then he goes into dredging up these things that you can only find on kind of the sub-internet stuff, and the illegitimate children of whomever, and it was just jarring to me. As far as the rest of the interview, and we're still searching for it, Peter, I have not honestly been able to see the entire bit. Tell us why you two were even on CNN this morning.
Well, the question was, why is, you know, one of the reddest of red states not supporting the Republican candidate for the first time in over 50 years? And, you know, I think that's pretty obvious when we hear what Donald Trump has said. And then, you know, now today we're hearing backup from women who have been accosted by Donald Trump over the years. He's not somebody who represents family values, and he's not somebody that Utah wants to vote for. And when you have Mitt Romney, when you have our elected officials backing away from him, some of our Republican elected officials asking if Donald Trump can be taken off the ballot or asking if he will resign, that's certainly a message that Utahns are not interested in voting for Donald Trump, and he doesn't represent our values.
Well, yesterday we had the president of the Utah Senate, Wayne Niederhauser, who backed away. You know, I can remember a conversation that I had in the Cleveland airport. And I was just standing there, and I think, I can't remember if it was Stuart Reed that came over to me first, and then Don Pay came over, who is in charge of the Trump campaign here in the state of Utah, and President Niederhauser, and then also our House, Speaker of the House. Greg Hughes came over, and we had quite a conversation. And I remember at the time, all of them were saying, well, you know, it's better than Hillary, and, well, we're kind of going to move on here. And it's interesting to see what has changed. I can remember having conversations in Cleveland with some of our delegation, and they just kept looking at me and asking, well, you know, kind of haven't you seen the light yet? And I just said, no, I haven't. And I told them what I was waiting to hear, and I have yet to hear that. And it's interesting now to see so many of our Republican leaders in the state of Utah, as you have mentioned, from square one did not back Trump. And those who even reluctantly, I've described it as a political limberness that enabled them to basically pretzel themselves up to be able to somehow be able to at least vote for them, have untangled themselves and are now backing away. We still have a few that are stalwart, but oh my goodness, this thing this morning is just breathtaking.
It really is shocking. And, you know, when people are desperate and start, you know, calling for investigations of things that aren't even true and just making things up, I think that's when things are going too far. And, I think that's where we are now with the Trump campaign. It's desperation time, just trying to save face or trying to save whatever votes they have left.
Peter, as far as where you think Utah is going to be, boy, I look at these numbers and I'm hearing there's going to be another poll out in the next couple of days that is going to again show how strong, especially one of the third-party candidates is. I look at, say, for example, the numbers of Governor Johnson and of Evan McMullen. Boy, you combine those numbers, and it's a powerhouse number in the state of Utah. Assuming both of them stay relatively strong and nothing dramatically changes, in your opinion, is there a real chance that Hillary Clinton could come in first in the state of Utah?
I think there is. I mean, really, this is a four-way race. We're used to a two-way presidential race between Democrats and Republicans. We now have a four-way race, so whoever gets the plurality of votes could win, and that could be Hillary Clinton. You know, we still have Democrats who are supporting Hillary Clinton, who have realized that she is a very well-qualified woman for the job. Obviously, she has some baggage, but, you know, a lot of the negativity that's being said about her is coming from the opposition, whereas Donald Trump's, you know, coming right out of his mouth. So, you know, I think Hillary Clinton obviously is the most qualified candidate. She's the most stable candidate. I mean, we know what we're going to get, and I think she would do a great job running the country. But, you know, we need everybody to stand behind whoever our next president is, no matter whether it's Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Independent. You know, it's important that we come together as a nation.
Peter, I appreciate you joining us this morning here at KSL News Radio, the chair of the Democratic Party here in the state of Utah, also our former Salt Lake County mayor, ran for governor in the state of Utah, Peter Caroon.